Okay, let's move on to the scintillating executive officer's report, item 15.
How long would you like me to take? An hour or two? Or?
That's good. Nice presentation. Yeah.
There are just a couple of things I want to run over real quick since I have you all together. Okay. And so do you have any questions about any of the water quality certs that are listed? If you don't, we'll move past that. I'm going to move quickly. I'm not going to talk much about the ag program because I think you're familiar with where we are on that.
I have a question on the sure. technical advisory committee. How is that coming together?
That was my very next item.
Oh, okay. And skipping over ag.
I actually got a call today. I've been communicating with the state board about the money to help pay for a facilitator to help establish the committee. And they have been talking with the Center for Collaborative Policy, which they contract each year to provide that type of service. We are at the end of the current contract, and there is very little money, like not even $5,000 left. That's the bad news. The good news is the person with a little bit of urging is already working on the next contract. It should be in place, she estimates, within 6 weeks, and that would establish another $100,000 for the year. Staff has already written up a scope of work, and we submitted that a couple of weeks ago. My recommendation is, and I know you all want to get started on this, but I think it's to the benefit of the board if you're willing just to be patient for a few weeks until that new contract.
I'm sorry.
Until the new contract is in place, and it'll give us more money to work with and more flexibility.
As EO, are you going to be involved with this technical advisory committee?
I have no idea. I think the way it's set up now is you would have one staff person. Who that staff person is, I don't know.
Okay.
All right. I do know that you are. I got a call from Monterey County Water Resource Agency, and I think they're going to be sending you, Mr. Chairman, a letter in regards to a recommendation already for someone to sit on that committee. So you might look for a letter from their director. So people are already interested in it, but
staff members.
Yeah, staff person, yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Mike, might I just suggest that? I mean, I understand wanting to get a consultant in to do facilitation, startup, all that, but it might be worthwhile to put something out, perhaps to the email list that follows this ag thing to stakeholders. In any case, and I'm sure we have a ton of lists of stakeholders on this subject, given how long it went on, saying that we're in the process of starting up formation of that committee, and that these are the different positions on the committee, and that we would be interested in stakeholders' suggestions for all the different areas of the committee. And as far as I'm concerned, if environmentalists want to suggest farm advisors or farm advisors want to suggest environmentalists, I don't care.
Okay.
You know.
Who should that go to? Should it go to the chair or to the executive officer, the recommendations?
Well, I would think it should go to the executive officer.
Okay.
Would be my thought, because we're not – it just puts us ahead of the curve, number one, on setting up that committee, and number two, it sends a message to stakeholders that we're moving on that.
Okay. And we'll include a status. That'll work. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next item, just real quick on the UST, when the executive director's report or the executive officer's report was written, low threat policy was still, I think, Office of Administrative Law. It actually now is in place, took effect August 17th. I've already started signing off on site closures. That's already happening. If you have any questions about that, I'd be glad to try to answer those. In the item, it does say that staff is going to be bringing to you on a regular basis a list of sites that are going to be closed. Staffing. You heard a little bit about staffing today. I just wanted to let you know that the water boards and all state agencies now are working under a different budgeting system in terms of staff resources. I think in a casual manner, I had mentioned it to you all before, that we're no longer using what was called salary savings. That meant that we lost a fair number of staff, all the organizations did, and we're now using what's called the blanket, which is somewhat of a slush fund for staffing to assist us as people retire and as we are trying to make this adjustment. So I'm going to be meeting with staff next week. I've already asked the administrative chief to put together a list of personnel that, you know, are they part-time, are they near retirement, and we're going to take a look at the little odd pieces that are laying around and see if we can cobble together maybe another position. The one thing we don't want to do is leave partial PYs on the table, because I can guarantee you someone will come along and scoop those up. And the last item on the students, this was really difficult for all organizations, but this one had 15. We're now down to 4 students, and that's a huge impact on our ability to do some of the tasks that we're charged with doing. And that concludes my report, unless you have any questions.
On the students, there is no way we can appeal, beg.
No.
Okay.
And I forgot to say, a number of them actually have volunteered and are actually going to be volunteers in the office. And, you know, they want the work experience, and so now this has been very difficult for everybody. I know even at the state board, very, very difficult.
Okay, folks, that concludes today's meeting.
We're tomorrow, Mr. Chair.
Adjourned at 6:15, and tomorrow we're here, I believe, at 8:15.
8:15.